Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. So this week, we've been looking at the gift of work and trying to spend time in God's Word, spend time praying in order to better see work as a gift rather than as a curse. And today we're looking specifically at the gift of work that helps others. And in Acts chapter 20, Paul writes, or Luke's actually writing, but Paul says, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" When we think about the work that God gives us to do, and there are elements of it, and important elements of it, that are meant to help provide for ourselves. The Bible teaches that if you don't work, then you shouldn't eat. And sometimes we take that in a very legalistic sense, and but it really, in context of Scripture, it talks about working according to your ability. And we expect sometimes too much from people. Sometimes we expect too little. But the desire and the plan of God was always that we would do what we could. And the Bible talks a lot about the sin of laziness and even in that aspect of working in order to provide for ourselves, there's always an element of working to provide for those that need help. Whether their work is not complete, whether their work is not sufficient to completely provide for them, whether they're unable to work. The Bible makes it clear that those conditions existed and will continue to exist. And so it comes down to recognizing that this gift that God has given me, as with almost all of the gifts God gives, are not necessarily for my use alone. That would be selfish, and God's not pleased with selfishness. But the gifts that he gives are given in order that we can work together, we can live together, we can serve together as a body. And in the text from today, we look at the idea that Scripture is basing it on God's and the instruction of Jesus, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I believe when we begin to see the work that we do as a means of helping others, we find a greater blessing in our work. And whether that's helping others through your actual physical work, through your work that you do with your mind, the abilities God may have given you, or whether it's being able to help others because of what your work provides. In a little while, I'll be heading down to Louisiana, beginning that journey today, and in a multifaceted trip, I have the opportunity to, in a sense, put this day's devotion into practice with work that helps others. But it's not just my work that helps others. I'll be joining a team, volunteers and the IDES coordinators, to do physical work. Whatever's needed to chainsaw work, cutting trees off of homes and out of driveways, and returning access to a house. Sometimes it's tarping a roof, doing some repairs, cleaning up. And so that element of work that helps others will be obvious. But I'm also taking a truck that I've already loaded with diapers and baby wipes. The work of others who have been able to financially provide or send and donate these to be taken and given away to those in need. And while they're not able to physically give them to a person in need, they are giving them to a person in need. Their work that provided their income, that provided the resources, is helping others. And so many people are praying. In a manner that helps those that are able to go, helps those that are in the midst of recovery, that helps those who are giving. You see, when we look at this, and I look at work that helps others, it's a very multifaceted thing. Because God has created a body of very multifaceted and unique individuals. And because we are unique, the work that we do which helps others is able to accomplish all that needs done. As long as each member does its part. You see, when God talks about the body of Christ functioning under His headship, it's for that purpose that everyone would help one another. It's not a one-sided thing. We all need help. Some are less likely to admit it than others, but when we begin to help others, we find that we ourselves are blessed in ways that we never would have dreamed of. We never expect. And it's in this helping others that we often gain the access to share the good news of Jesus. You see, it's, I believe, begins with helping one another within the body. Fellow Christians, those that we do life with and we worship God together with. That almost becomes the practice field, so to speak. But it flows from that. And I think Jesus would have us to help with the gifts that He's given. And the gift of work, and again, whether that is physical, manual labor, whether it's an accountant, whether it's anything, a nurse, a doctor, a highway worker, you name it. God has given you that gift of work so that you can help others. And some works that we do, some occupations, perhaps are a little more obvious in how they can help. But my encouragement to you today would be to spend time with God, evaluating how your work is helping others, how your work can help others, and how God would have you today to see the value of your work as it honors Him and as it helps others. As I've stated the last few days that we've done a broadcast, this may well be the last one for a while, as still uncertain of internet connectivity, and I know where I'm heading into, the electricity is not restored very many places. And so I do appreciate your feedback, your watching, but most importantly, your obedience to God, your desire to do the things that He says. And I appreciate your prayers, as they say it's hot down in southern Louisiana. And prayers for just an effectiveness in the work that helps others. Work that you are helping me do. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us work that creates a sense of value, that we know that you have purpose for us. Father, sometimes that's difficult to see because of what we do or what we can't do. Father, help each one of that's listening today to spend time and to know the value of the gift of work you've given them, which helps others. And for those that are retired or those who physically have been unable to work, may they recognize what you still enable them to do. And even the work of prayer, if that's the extent of their ability, is a great and mighty thing. In many ways, it's greater and mightier than all the other works put together that we can do. And just because the world doesn't value it in the same way, but Father, for those that have been given the gift of work that is in addition to that, the gift of work which enables them to give, the gift of work which enables them to help, to do physical things for people, to take care of immediate needs. Father, all of it, may it be seen as gifts from you designed to help others. So, Father, today I pray that you would continue to watch over the crew that's already in Louisiana. You would help them to work safely, that they would represent Jesus well as they interact and encounter people. For my trip as I travel, and for those that are in need, I pray that Jesus would be made known in a more clear way. And Father, for every one of us today, may we take a more serious look at this gift of work that helps others. And may we find ways to use that gift in helping others that would lift up the name of Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.